Good evening, and welcome to the Sleepy Bookshelf. This season, which is exclusive to Premium, we will be reading two short stories by Irish author and playwright Oscar Wilde. We know our listeners are as unique as our novels, and lucky for you, our bookshelf is varied with lots of different types of stories to lull you into a deep sleep. The following is just a preview to give you an idea of what to expect from this season. Both of our stories in this season come from Wilde's fairy tale collection, The Happy Prince and Other Tales, first published in 1888. While intended for children, the book has many adult themes and characters who show how decadence, superficiality, and injustice often play out in the world. Wilde brings his characteristic sharp wit to each story. The first, called The Devoted Friend, is presented as a cautionary tale told by a bird to a water rat one day. The bird tells the story of a poor, yet hard-working man named Hans and his so-called friend, the miller. The miller takes advantage of Hans's kindness and generosity while boasting about his own capacity for friendship. The second story, called The Remarkable Rocket, follows several talking fireworks who are preparing to be lit to celebrate the marriage of the prince and his princess. Each is excited to bring light and happiness to the party, except for the largest rocket, who believes the celebration is all about him. We hope you will join us for this season. However, if you decide that these tales aren't your cup of tea, feel free to explore the rest of the bookshelf. We are sure you'll find something to help guide you into a restful sleep. Our premium subscription offers stories to listen to between the seasons on the main feed, like this. If you'd like to hear these short stories by Oscar Wilde, you can sign up today. If you've already gone premium, we thank you so much for your support. Remember, if there's a book you'd like to hear on the Sleepy Bookshelf, you can go to the website, sleepybookshelf.com, or use the link in the show notes to cast your vote. So if it's time for bed, why not choose an episode, get cozy, and you'll be asleep in no time. Otherwise, I hope to see you very soon at the Sleepy Bookshelf.